Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. 1 Peter 4:12-14. The church will suffer even as Jesus Christ has suffered, because of the truth that is taught and the life that is lived. The devil will always oppose the truth of God, and will constantly raise opposition against the holy life that is promoted by that truth. We rejoice because of the exceeding joy that will be experienced when the glory of Christ is revealed. We rejoice in the life which is given to us by the grace of God, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon us. We enjoy a higher calling and a far more noble purpose than what is offered by the world. When Jesus began his ministry, he outlined the qualities of citizenship in his kingdom. He declares that those who choose to possess these qualities of character are blessed. As he addresses the fact that we will suffer because of our allegiance to him and his cause, he says, "Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Matthew 5:10-12. We rejoice because we are privileged to serve Christ and be a member in his kingdom. The apostles of Christ were beaten and threatened because they preached Christ and his resurrection. Their response to this abuse was, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Acts 5:41. God wants us to rejoice even in the midst of our trials that we suffer because we dare to be Christians. Persecution and trial will always be a part of the Christian walk, because such a life is a contrast from the world and that which the devil desires us to be. Paul's word of encouragement to the church at Philippi concerning his own trial was, "Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me." Philippians 2:17-18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.